Remember when Italy got hit really hard with COVID-19? Hospitals were out of ventilators and patients who didn't have them were dying in the hallways. It was data from those affected areas from February 29th to April 4th that a couple of University of Cincinnati researchers studied to come to some surprising conclusions. Radiologist Abdel Mohammadi looked at CT scans and MRIs from hundreds of COVID patients.
There were almost like more than 725 patients with COVID. 108 of these patients developed neurological symptoms.
Their symptoms ranged from an altered mental state to stroke. To a lesser extent, they had headaches, seizures, and experienced dizziness. Mohammadi says the stroke part is worrisome.
So almost one-third of all these patients who developed neurological symptoms, they had acute ischemic infarct on neuroimaging, either CT or MRI.
He says 30% of the patients who had strokes had no past medical history and no risk factors for stroke. They were young and healthy. Mohammadi hopes these newly discovered patterns helps doctors better recognize associations with COVID-19 and detect them sooner to provide earlier interventions. There's a reason he and neurologist Soma Sengupta started looking at the images.
And what intrigued both Abdel and myself was that we had read about a lot of people complaining of the loss of sense of smell, anosmia. So we thought, okay, if people can't smell things for prolonged periods of time, that involves the olfactory nerve, and it must be getting into the brain somehow.
The scans were from patients ages 16 to 94. The older adults especially had an altered mental state, which Sengupta describes as feeling very spacey, delirious, or just confused.
One of my sort of very close friends in France, who's recovering from COVID-19, who is normally pretty sharp, sort of said, you know, I felt as if I was in this giant bubble, and I really didn't understand what was going on around me.
Both doctors say the topic needs more research because right now we have a poor understanding of the neurological symptoms in COVID-19 patients. They say the study needs to be expanded and a consortium should be formed. Scientists around the world need to brainstorm to try and analyze bits of this puzzle.
Clearly not everyone with COVID-19 has strokes, but it's still a chunk of people that are getting them and not with known risk factors.
The UC doctors say they need to get to the bottom of this medical mystery. Their work is published in the Journal of Radiology. UC says this is the largest study characterizing the neurological symptoms and neuroimaging features in COVID-19 patients. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.